Here you can note, for example, the rounded vowel in words of the standard lexical set lot, for example, in the words o'clock, stopped, vodka. This is a non-rhotic accent, that is, historically it's undergone the innovation of R dropping, so we have the pronunciations, for example, work, earth, tremor, hour, later, started, horse, and so on. In the word utterly, so pronounced, you even hear a syllabic L that results from a dropped R. But we retain linking R before a following vowel, as in the phrases after I'd had, a quarter of an hour, compare a quarter past, where there's no R. And we have intrusive R in the phrase a double vodka or two. We have separate centering diphthong phonemes in the lexical sets near, square, and cure. Examples in the passage are the words experience, steering, there, air, fury, and during. Suffix vowels. We have a weak suffix vowel in momentary, but a strong one in hostile. Words of the lexical set bath have the broad, that's the long back vowel, as in the words after, past, vast, and ask. That's the same vowel as in the word calm, as you can hear, but different from the vowel of gas. As far as the set cloth is concerned, we have the same vowel in off as in lot, but this speaker says wroth, where I personally would say roth. We have variability within RP, as you know, for this. We've got the same vowel in words of the sets thought and north, as you can hear by comparing awesome with horse. And the same vowel in words of the set north as those of the set force, as you can see by comparing horse with force. The diphthong in goat has a central or even slightly front starting point. Examples in the words local, momentary. And then we have the characteristic RP feature of smoothing in the phrase 2 o'clock, that is 2 o'clock, and throwing, though this speaker didn't smooth in the word quiet, which she pronounced like that rather than as quiet. In the word diabolical, on the other hand, she did smooth. We have historical yod retained in the words new and during, and for this speaker, even in the word supernatural, which I should call supernatural.